Okay. Five, four. Wait a minute. Five, four, three, two, one. It's Jungle Music, take two. Something good to cue up. Good afternoon, everybody. It's 12 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, the 19th. Cloudy. Temperature is about 81 degrees. I don't expect it's going to get a lot hotter today. It's a lovely day. Okay, let's see here. What? We seriously need to queue up something else. Let me check on this.
No!
Well, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. That was Reverend Billy. With the Stop Shopping Gospel Choir. The tune was Monsanto is the Devil. And that's a good one, by golly. Okay. I'm going to flip to trying to stay outside of copyrights and violations of this and that sort. I'm going to use some of my my own recordings, and the one you're about to hear was recorded in Saluda, South Carolina. Maybe, excuse me, maybe about, I'm going to say 12 years back, maybe. You'll be hearing a gentleman named, I believe his name is Gary. Gary, all I got written down is Hudson. Gary Hudson, excellent E9 pedal steel guitar player. Recorded him in Saluda, South Carolina. Okay, let's see if I can get the needle on in the groove here, so to speak.
Said they have a strawberry jam. Remind you once again, Bob Hemko will be our featured steel player in February. We'll give him steel just a minute. Two vocals in there. This gentleman right over here, he lives in the great state of Virginia too. Is that right, Sid? He's in Virginia also. And not only is he one great guitar player, now I didn't know this till today, that he plays steel also. I'm talking to Herbie. He said he burned it up last night. Here at the jam, so I wasn't here, so I didn't get to hear it. I'm going to hear it today. But he is a fine guitar player, as you've already seen, but he's also one super steel guitar player, too. Would y'all make welcome, please, from the great state of Virginia, Mr. Sid Hudson. Always miss him. Every Saturday I'm playing when that happens. Bob said they have a strawberry jam. So. Remind you once again, Bob Hemko will be our featured steel player in February. We'll give him steel just a minute. Two vocals in there.
Okay, this is Sid Hudson. This is not the guy I meant to play. If he ever starts playing, sometimes takes him a while to get tuned up, get the system adjusted,
right,
and
over,
you know,
here,
all that good stuff.
In the great state of Virginia too. Is that right, Sid? He's in Virginia also. And not only is he one great guitar player, now I didn't know this, so today he played steel also. I'm talking to Herbie. He said he burned it up last night. Here at the jam, so I wasn't here, so I didn't get to hear it.
I'm just take the liberty of skipping over a lot of this intro.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm just going to uncue it and cue something different. I wanted to hear Garrett Campbell. That's the guy I wanted to hear, and I wanted you guys to hear. This is he. So I'm going to shut up.
Thank you. you know your show looks funny. Well now, oh, oh Mary Ann, I can love you all the time. Well now, oh Mary Ann, I said, baby, don't you know? Whoa, oh, oh baby. Well now, baby, don't you know? Don't you know, baby, that I love you so? I do. Well now, oh. Just me and you. You hear me talking, woman? Girl, it's just me and you. And I, oh, oh Mary Ann, we can do what we want to do. All right, bitch.
Regional Realties is in high gear, ladies and gentlemen, and the rest of you know what you are. Mighty fine, mighty fine. And let's name that tune. Okay. Serious. Serious. I did want to try to cover a few things here today, or one thing at least, just something other than my goofy music. All right, see if I can remember what we already listened to. I know we heard Reverend Billy, and just a short segment of a bunch of guys tuning up, and then I changed it over and we heard Gary Campbell playing I'm So Afraid of Losing Her Again. Pretty number. Then I switched over to Tom Morell in Time Warp Top Hands. If I can't say that. Tom Morell and the Time Warp Top Hands. Wow, this is just absolutely nuts. Me, there's just too damn many wires running around here. It's a lot of wires and a lot of buttons. And, you know, normally I can make it work because I learn how to do one thing that I need to do. And then I just learn where to put everything and I forget it. So every time I try to do something different, I end up screwing everything up, and I have to trace all the wires back out and everything. It's crazy, man, you know? Oh, okay, I'm catching up with a chat here in about 30 or 40 seconds, whatever it takes. No tune, that's random noise. You know, also known as jazz. And that was the last one on my list. Wow. Actually, that's off of the Weasels Ripped My Flesh album by Frank Zappa. And I just played it because I wanted some random noise playing in the background. You know what I'm talking about. You figured it out. Anyway, I'm kind of tired here. It's been a long morning. A lot of this sort of activity, like, anyway, that's one thing I thought I might talk about, today. It's, namely, amateur radio. Amateur is of course, as the name implies, non-professional. Anyone who uses it is prohibited from pursuing, monetary pursuits or anything like that. And I also said earlier that I had a frog in my throat, which I do. I'm going to see if I can get a drink of water, and I might even have a cough drop around here some damn where. Yeah, my voice might be a no-go today. That water was better than the coffee. I got a small jump on it. I'm gaining on it. Where was I? Oh, ham radio. Yeah, non-commercial. You can't play music. You can't make drug deals. You can't do nothing of a commercial pursuit on ham radio. That's the rules. And it's such a broad topic anymore. I don't even know how to approach it. There's so many different things you can do. I guess the most basic thing you can do on ham radio is just, you know, learn your ABCs. That's A, B, and C. And you can build yourself a little one-tube transmitter and run it off of whatever hell you can find and go on the air. No microphone required. But that's not what I do. I use commercial equipment. Because I'm too lazy and I'm getting old and I don't like playing around in inside high voltage circuits anymore. So anyway, I'm what they call a CW man. That means I'm continuous wave, which is a mode of transmitter operation that applies to sending the Morse code. It means you're just actually turning your carrier off and on. Because, you know, AM waves have a carrier. And then they have sidebands, and sidebands contains all the other information, audio and what have you. But with CW, there are no sidebands. It's just the carrier frequency, a particular frequency. Anyway, I don't want to get too technical, and I don't want to be boring, and I know I am, but there's nothing I can do about part of that. Anyway, so what the deal is? Okay, radio. You know, there's a million different damn things you can do anymore. People've got their computers hooked up, and you can do all these digital modes. It'll practically operate for you. You can just sit back and have a beer and forget about it and let the computer do all your operating. But what kind of fun is that? That's not fun. Let me gather my thoughts here. I'm gonna cue up a tune and see if there's anything around here I can do for my throat. I don't know what I'm going to play. Hang on a minute. I just got through playing Marianne. That's the one I forgot to mention. I played a tune known as, well, it's called Marianne. And it was by the Pancho Sanchez sort of Afro-Cuban band. And the guest was Ray Charles. So let's see what I got else here I can play this. It's half cool, but it won't get me in any big trouble. Just for a little bit while I go take care of my throat, if that's possible.
That I composed many, many years ago.
I'm going to turn it over to Ravi and Anushka.
Thank you.
I'm just going to let this play for a moment while I go find something for my throat. And I don't know where to take the radio deal, so if anybody has any specific questions or anything, post them in the chat, and I'll see if I can address them or whatever. I'll be back in just a moment. And Anushka, the Shankars. They're I downloaded that from somewhere on the net. I don't know what kind of license it has. I'm looking at a pill I forgot to take. It's nothing. It was just a headache pill. Excuse me. Okay, so no relief, and I couldn't find anything except at some ginger drop that was like, I'm sure, loaded with sugar. Something I'd probably be just as well leaving alone here. So, when all else fails, load up the pipe, fill up the cup, light that sucker off, and just croak till you croak. Croak till you croak. That's a good one. Anyway, that's what we're going to be doing here. We're going to be croaking. I'm having a little trouble here with this mixer. I've never operated a DJ or a broadcast mixer before. I'm a musician. I operate live sound equipment. But so I've got, you know, faders and stuff here. Selectable things. You got to select this and that and what have you. So it's like anything else until you get used to it. You know, I was using my band mixer, but the only thing is it's got something wrong with it. It just kept screwing with me here. And I mean, like, it would, one thing come up and everything else would go away. And it was just weird. So I ditched it and I hooked up this old DJ mixer this guy gave me. It's a nice unit. Everything works on it, but it's a lot smarter than I am. Okay, so we were talking about radio, and that's a subject that I like. I like to talk about radio, but I don't talk much, so since it's such a broad subject, I don't know what to say. But I did mention that you could not generate commercial content over amateur radio. That's a rule that applies to the frequency spectrum that we're being licensed to use by the FCC. So that's just the way that goes. If you know, if you want to play the game, you just can't flaunt the rules continuously, or you won't be there for really long. But now they'll let these jerks get away with talking all kinds of shit and stomping all over each other on sideband. You know, and they don't bust. Those guys never get busted. You never hear about anybody getting busted for just absolutely trashy operating. But if you play music on there, yeah, buddy, they're coming to get you right then, you know. They don't want no music on those frequencies. So that's it. Doesn't sound like a lot of fun, but the old ways of communicating are still quite viable. When I was off the net, I still had my radio running on low power, and I could listen and I could communicate, and I did so a couple of mornings after the storm. I was without electricity, but I used a battery. As business as usual. So, there's a lot to be said for simplicity. When things get so complicated, when something breaks, it just throws everybody into a big uproar. Whenever something happens, you know, we're here. That's what we do. That's what we're supposed to be doing. I'm not much of an emergency guy. I just like to sit here and pound on my key. That's interesting. That anybody who would like to become, you know, knowledgeable in this is no longer a requirement to get a radio license, by the way. If you go in to pass your test for an amateur license, you got like I think three levels now you can get. But you will not be required to know how to send and receive Morse code. That is in the past. That is no more. But the frequency spectrum that's allocated to running Morse code is still in existence. And there's many, 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 many operators that are out there. And a lot of us just keep it going as an art form, more or less. It's good communications, of course. It cuts through better than voice. But it's all but deprecated in today's world of communication. Until something happens. then all bets are off. But you can't do anything commercial. Okay, so here we go. Here's the internet. I can sell you anything I want to on the internet. If I was a salesman, I would do that. I would be on here selling stuff. But I'm not a salesman. I'm not even a capitalist. All I am is just a day-to-day old fart, you know. So I don't do a lot of trying to sell anybody on anything, including ideas. Everybody's got their own, and in most cases they can do just fine without anything I have to add. But since we. I don't know the word. I'm just going to say, since we lost our local radio, there's just no excuse for all the I'm trying to remember what I was going to say. Just all we have basically coming over the air. I'm talking about stuff you can pick up on a transistor portable radio or something. Something that you might turn on when the electricity goes off to see what's going on. You do that, and what you're going to find is Rush Limbaugh telling you, and that's the way it really is. That's what you're going to find. We don't have the mom and pop presence anymore. So if you want into producing content for consumption by listeners, you're actually much, much better off online than you are on amateur radio. I mean, that's the only way to go is online, like we're doing right now. So I keep leading myself astray. And I don't have any set format for this silliness. This is just it's me on the front of the microphone trying to get to know my mixer. I wonder I'm going to play something for Goober. I don't know if he's here or not, but I did want to play something for Goober. And I think I've done this before, but I'm going to do it again just because I like it. Okay, here we go. Thank you. Okay, anti back. Here we go. Well, I don't really know. Let's see. Hang on a minute. Okay, I don't really know if something is up at, on the hour or not, or if I should attempt to remain on the stream up past the hour of one. But I don't have anything else to do. I'm still like entertaining questions about radio because it's like such a broad topic. I don't know how to where to start to embrace it or talk about it. Anyway, I'm just gonna hang out here in the chat for a minute. And if anybody has any plans, and you feel like making me aware, I'll be looking for at least for the lag time here. Okay, it's almost 1 o'clock. It's time for station identification. You're listening to the RLM feed on reallibertymedia.com. My name is Anti, and I'm here bringing you I don't know what I got to bring you today, but whatever it is, I'll be bringing it to you. Let me see, where was I at? Oh yeah, 1 o'clock. And I was talking about radio, and I guess I can keep on talking about it, except I haven't really said anything. And I know that people are curious about some aspects of it, more than others. It's hard to talk about it without getting lost in technicalities and telecommunications lingo from way way back when and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, until I can think of a focus for this, I'm just going to have to cue me up something else. And I thought I'd see if anybody had heard this tune or this guitar player in so many years. I can't remember. It's been so long.
When marimba rhythms.
Oh, wrong cut. I forgot just to switch it over there, folks. Okay, I'm going to look at that mixer and turn that button and give it the table with a couple of good bangs, and we'll give another shot here. I'm having more technical difficulties, folks. I have to apologize. Something ain't happening here. Okay, operator error. And I have lots of operator errors in store for you today. Name the guitarist.
Well, Susan Bat and I, as I packed my bags to leave, I thought she would start to cry or sit around my room and grieve. Oh, but that girl, like I was the last thing on her mind. I would like to start all over again. Oh, baby, baby, let me change my mind. Oh, all I want to do, all I want to do is change my mind. Well, let me change my mind. Wait a minute.
Oh, shit. Back to changing my mind here.
Oh, Lord, I really didn't want to go. My baby wouldn't give me no sign. Nothing to make me change my mind. All I want to do, all I want to do.
Okay, Roger Cannon off of the album Livestock. Baby, can I change my mind? Not quite sure where to take it. I put on some Virginia. He's Naga Huntero, and I assume she's a Cuban. I'm not quite sure where she's from, but it's got that Cuban salsa going on. So let me see what else we can do here. Go ahead and listen to it for a minute. Beep, beep, beep. We interrupt this broadcast for a special news bulletin. Vinny and Sterk have just entered the building. And that's happy. That's a happy thing. I'm gonna start out by playing something off of an album by Leon Payne, Long Way Back to the Bandstand. Nobody knows who this guy is. Okay, he's like a truck driver out west, and every 2 or 3 years he saves up enough money to go rent a studio and get some good pickers and put together some music. So somebody gave me this CD, and they really are some good musicians playing with this guy. He ain't bad himself either. But rather than just try to describe the gentleman, I'm just going to play him, and you can make your own determinations. So here goes Leon Payne. I don't know what the name of this tune is. It's a Spanish name. You'll hear it. Here goes.
Driving through Las Cruces, little town New Mexico way. I had no place to be, so I thought I'd rent a room the night and stay. I walked into a cafe, I saw a Spanish angel sitting there. I asked if she would talk a while, she said, "Cowboy, just drag up a chair." Her name is Maria, she said she hadn't been in town too long. Out of a bad situation, she said she was better off alone. She asked me my story, I told her mine's basically the same. And the reason that I'm here tonight, Lord knows, yet I can't explain. In Las Cruces, the city of crossing, in Maria's arms I want to stay. In Las Cruces, the city of crossing, my Spanish angel brightens up each day. I used to rodeo. Age finally got the best of me. Now my glory days are only faded memories. It's a lonely trail when you're out there riding all alone. But I'd rather have nothing than to have no love at home. In the time we've shared together, our scars have seemed to disappear. Yes, we're a family, we live outside of town up on the hill. I thank God above for a chance of a brand new start. And I thank Maria for mending this cowboy's broken heart. In Las Cruces, the city of crossing, in Maria's arms I want to stay. In Las Cruces, the city of crossing, my Spanish angel brightens up each day. In Las Cruces, the city of crossing, in Maria's arms I want to stay. Spanish angel brightens up each day.
Okay. like I said, that was Leon Payne from his album Long Way Back to the Bandstand. Las Cruces, however you say that. Anyhow, he's got some pretty good stuff on that album. I'll probably go back and play a little bit of it in a little bit. A little bit more of it so you can get the variety, because he does everything on there from Western Swing to that what I call Monk's Corner Trailer Park Suicide Music. that's what I call it. You know, that country music, like, there ain't nothing you can do. It's all over, buddy. Your girl done left you, and somebody stole a battery out your pick-em-up truck. What you got left to do? I mean, you know, put another nickel in the jukebox. Anyway, I'll get back to it in a little while. Still nobody wants to know nothing about radio, huh? Who needs to know anything about it anyway, you know? Just turn it on and... Hey, all of the ditto heads everywhere out there listening to Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. And, oh yeah. Oh, whoever that guy is, Savage. That's what radio's about. No wonder I let my dial cord break on the FM side on NPR, because that's all I listen to. And AM is a vast wasteland of corporate propaganda and paid religious content, and it's just a total waste. Anyway, instead of being a negative, you know, Donnie Downer type of guy, I just make up my own radio as I go along. And today it's me, Anti, hosting this show, the Delusional Reality Show, which there's a reason I named it Delusional Realities, but that was 11 years ago, or maybe not that long, but it was a pretty long while back, and I already forgot why I named it that. But it sounds like a good enough name to me, so I kept it. So, and today, it's me, Anti, and my co-host, and I guess we'll call him Kermit the Frog. Kermit the Frog is my co-host. What you got to say about that, Mr. Green Guy? Anybody really care what you're listening to? I neglected to introduce it. It was just supposed to be kind of like filler music for me while I talked a little bit. Let's play with some effects real quick. Let's just see what the hell they do. All right, right now, that's a short reverb. That's a long reverb. That works very nicely, and if you turn it down a little bit, it don't sound half bad. There's this one on here called Pan. I was hoping I could try that and see what happened with it. It's not doing anything right now. trance.
Reverb works.
I know that. Pitch.
Pitch might be kind of interesting. Let's see what that sounds like. Pitch, 1, 2. Oh, it's Darth Vader. Darth Vader has invaded the studio. Be careful. Be very careful. Be very, very careful. I'm here to save society from its own evils. And I'm here to tell it to you. You are the first that heard it. Right here on Real Liberty Media. I gotta light my pipe. Thank you. You're still here. Thank you. I'm just now coming, walking back up to the bandstand. I had to go all the way back to the rear of the room. Darth Vader made a surprise appearance, and he scared the heck out of me. Anyway, I'm about back. Here, I'm back. Back at my mic. Okay. Susan Alcorn. Touch This Moment. Song of the Swans is what you've been listening to in the background. You might not guess it, but she's a pedal steel player. That's what she's playing, 12-string MSA. So, you know, I'm not going to get anywhere on this radio topic today. It's just too extensive, and I can't focus on any one particular area, which is all I know anyway, is one particular area, so it seems like I should be able to focus on it. But I hate to harp on my own particular likes and dislikes to the exclusion of everything else, because there really is a lot of great things you can do over the air without wires, which is a good thing, because there is no IP addresses and there's no switches and there's no routers. All there is you picking the right wavelength to bounce off the appropriate section of the ionosphere at the appropriate time of the day. And it's really a great pursuit. So anyway, I'm gonna cue up some outro music here, and I'm gonna be having to take off, I think. Maybe I can get it all worked out. Next time I can have a little more meaningful content. I've changed a lot of stuff around from one computer to the other, and one drive to the next, and I don't even know what's on these drives anymore. So it's no wonder I can't find exactly what I'm looking for. No wonder. Oh, Sunrise or on the trail. Well, we're going to let it go here. I'm going to say goodbye for now. I don't know when I'll be back. I don't have a schedule, but you've been listening to Delusional Realities with Anti. right here on Real Liberty Media. The station with the mostest. All right. So let's get out of here. It's almost sunset here. And we're on the trail here with the Stanley Black London Festival Orchestra taking us out on the second movement of Grand Canyon Suite, which is On the Trail. And it's been a pleasure being here. I don't know if it was a pleasure for anyone else, but I really had a good time, and it was a great show for me. Now that I'm confused about my mixer a little bit less, I can patch in my ham radio stuff tonight, and then I'll be confused all over again. So here's On the Trail. And Anti is also on the trail. I'll be seeing you real soon.
Real soon, I'll be seeing you guys. Hey. Good show, Anti.